You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. This year's Solvang Danish Days celebration is officially canceled as the organizers felt uncertain about the state of the COVID-19 pandemic. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has the details.
The festival was also canceled last year due to the pandemic. The organizing foundation expected to be able to hold the event this year and even announced its return last month. It was planned in person for September 17th and 18th with live entertainment and food stands. But after seeing a spike in COVID cases and new face mask mandates set by California and Santa Barbara County, Danish Days co-founder Max Hanberg says they couldn't risk hosting the festival.
We were concerned that it could go the other way and get a lot worse. So we felt for the local people and the tourists, the safest thing was to not do Danish Days this year.
Hanberg says the festival draws thousands of attendees each year, and some hotels had already booked rooms for the weekend. He says he expects some people will still come despite the cancellation. He says local museums and restaurants will still be open for visitors.
Solvang will still be open come Danish Days, and people are coming anyways, but we just couldn't put the cooks and servers out there in that position.
Hanberg says the cancellation could mean less money coming into the area, although he's not sure how much.
It's really hard to gauge what kind of impact it's going to have, except for a lot of disappointed people that really miss the event and the eating contest and seeing the Danish folk dancers dance around.
A representative of Elverhøy Museum of History and Art told KCBX News they aren't concerned about seeing less visitors as a result of the cancellation. They say the museum is seeing more visitors than they had by this time in 2019. Solvang Danish Days traditionally honors the 1911 establishment of Solvang by Danish Americans. This year's event would have been the festival's 85th anniversary. Hanberg says he is confident the festival will be held next year. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.